Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai, Daf Kof Ches, and Noise Vodar edition, Perek Shlishi, beginning of Aloha Gimel. Zog the Mishnah, Moitze Peirus Baderech Vinatolom Leochlon. Prison finds fruits in the way, and he picks it up to eat it, meaning he's doing a kinyan. He's koine the fruits. And then, Vinimloch Latznia. Then he changed his mind and decided to put it back. Now, you can't just throw food on the floor, so he put it in Latznia, he's going to put it in a hidden place. Throw it in a respectful way. The Mefarshim point out over here, the Rash Sirulo and Reb Chaim brings it, that even though usually we know that Hefker is Potter Min HaMaiser, but Hefker is Potter only if it became Hefker before it was obligated in Maiser. Once it came to the house and it's obligated in Maiser, now the Hefker will not take it away. So this is the case over here. Person finds fruits, he knows the fruits when he reached the house, they're already obligated in Maiser. And now he wants to take them and changes his mind. So the din is, don't put it back down before you do Maiser, because now the one who picked it up belongs to him, and he's responsible for the Maiser. He can't make somebody else be Nechshel, be Oiver, and an Isser of not taking on Maiser. When Dav Kof Chesam went off on top, says Mishnah continues, Im metchilo netolom bishul shelo yo'ovdu. If when he picked it up, he didn't pick it up for himself. He picked it up because he didn't want to leave it in a disrespectful way outside in the street, just for it not to get lost, not to get ruined. So then Potter, he doesn't have to do Maaser because he's not koinet. Anything that a person is not allowed to sell, demai, meaning without taking care of the demai, lo yishal lechaveiro demai, should not send it to his friend as a gift, demai. Rabbeisi says that if it's a vadai, not a demai, if it's for sure not mosur, so then he could send it to his friend, as long as he tells him, you should know this is not mosur. But demai one should not send, because demai, someone will come to just disregard it, and it won't care because he knows it's only a suffix. Chachomer, on the other hand, say there's no difference. Demai and vadai, you should not send to your friend without mosur, because maybe one will forget to announce it, and then the friend will eat it without maaser. Says the Gemara, Tani ein ma'avir ma'loichlim. One is not allowed to pass through food. If someone sees food in the street, he needs to pick it up and put it in a place where it's mechubat. Says the Gemara, Yaakov by zavdi b'shem avu, ha'demar, this what we just said, by Rishonim. That's originally, in the earlier generations. Aval ha'achshav mutar mipnei ha'kshofim. But now you're allowed to ignore the food, because there's a chashash of kshofim. The Gemara brings it also in the Bavli, that food, which is on the street many times, people use it for sorcery, for witchcraft, and it's something dangerous to pick it up. It says more Talmud Tanin. It says over there, "Hoifech es hagalul b'shusar rabim." Someone who finds excrement in the shusar rabim, and he turns it around, meaning he picks it up and puts it in another place. So then, huzak be'emach. If someone else got injured through that excrement, it caused a nezek to somebody, meaning this became a bor. Bor means any takol and shus ravim, anything that causes harm to somebody who walks by, it has the definition of a bar of a pit. So he created a bar over here by putting the excrement in the middle of shus ravim. So he's chayav b'nizkos. So even though this was there before, the gol was there before, but once he picked it up, so he's responsible for it. Says the Gemara, Tani v'asur mishum gezel. Also, he picked it up, it belongs to him. He owns it, nobody else can take it, and therefore there's an issur of gezel take it once he picked it up. The idea that you chayev on gezel, meaning a person is not taking it away from him, is only if the person who picked it up had in mind to be zoiche. He wants it to be his. But if he picked it up without the mindset to be koine, loy bedo, then it's not his and someone else can take it. Says the Gemara of Ilyan Ezekim, that's only regarding kinyan. Is it considered to be in the possession of the one who picked it up? We say it depends if he had a mindset to be koine or not. But regarding Ezekiel, regarding to be responsible, the person who picked it up, to be responsible, they created a pit, a bar, which was rabbing. Loishanyo, using the gyus of Abchai, and takes away the word bedo. So loishanyo, bin ofcho, man diskizbo, bin ofcho, am not shaloi diskizbo. Doesn't matter if he had in mind to be zoiche or not to be zoiche, to do kinyan or not. For who's like bemach, if someone else got injured with it, chayev in isko, he's chayev. Why? Because at the end of the day, he became responsible for it. Even though he's not coin, it's not his possession. But once he picked it up, if he puts it back down, he's responsible for any harm that can happen. Says the Gemara, but in our Mishnah we said, Someone picked up fruits that don't have ma'aser. He puts it back down. If he doesn't have his mind to the bikkurin, he's allowed to put it back down, even though he's causing an amaretz to pick it up and not to do ma'aser. What's the difference between putting a bor, a pit, which was rabbi, and causing people to be damaged, than putting fruits in which was rabbi, and causing people to eat it without ma'aser? So the more of avin tamanksi by bor, there's a pasuk that says you're responsible. Because it says, ba'al abor yishalim, the one who's the owner of the bor, of the pit, he needs to pay. Doesn't mean if he has a monetary possession. Ba'al nezek yishalim. The fact that he owns the nezek means he's responsible for this thing being over here, he needs to pay. So therefore, this person who picked up the excrement, put it in the back of Shusha Rabim, he's responsible even though it's not his. Pramocho aser ta'aser. It says you have to be ma'aser, mishilchot ma'aser. You do ma'aser only from your own possession. Ve'en ma'aser mishilachem. You're not responsible for others. So meaning, what the Gemara is saying is, basically you learn from the psukim. A person is now responsible to make sure the fruits in the world are mesukan, even though maybe someone will come and eat it. That's not your responsibility if it's not yours. On a bor, you are responsible even though it's not yours, and that's why a bor which is around, a person is obligated to take care of if he did it, even though he doesn't own it. He's now responsible to take ma'aser out from fruits that he saw in Shusha Rabim. Says the word called Dovar Shinodom Yerushalim Kor Dmai Lo Yishlag L'Chavir Dmai. That's a quote from the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, what's something you're not allowed to sell the ma'aser, as we saw earlier? Midadako, a small quantity. Sheino de Mashai Limochred Ma'i, not allowed to sell the ma'aser, you have to take out the ma'aser yourself, because most of the profit go to the seller. Lo Yishlag L'Chavir Dmai, a person should also not send it to his friend. Midogaso, large quantity. Sheino de Mashai Limochred Ma'i, a person is allowed to sell the ma'aser, because when you sell large quantity, the one who benefits, one has the most profit is the buyer. So then is Ishla the Chaver Dmai, we did a blanket rule, he also can give it to his friend, Dmai, and the friend will take out the Meiser when he gets a large quantity. Says the word of Kofchesem with base. Basically, Matir Bevadai, Bein Dako, Bein Gaso. Basically, in the Mishnah said, if it's a Vadai, you could send it, a person will announce to his friend. It doesn't matter if it's a large quantity, a small quantity, Vadai, people are careful to announce it. And he's oyser b'dmai. He agrees with Rabbanu regarding d'mai that if it's dako, it's a small quantity, don't send to your friend small quantity nami usur, because here you choishesh that maybe the person who receives it will not care to do the ma'aser. Says the Gemara, "Vov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mipnei k'deiro hitiru d'mai begaso." The reason why we have this heter that a person is allowed to sell gaso. And without Dmai, because of Gdeiro, what's in Gdeiro? Because it's a Gzeiro that for the Tzibur. If you're not going to allow people to sell the a large quantity without Ma'aser, nobody's going to do business because they're going to lose money from it. Dumas, that's what we see in our Mishnah that we saw earlier. The baskets of figs, baskets of grapes, the kubos sherik, the baskets of vegetables, kozman shehu moichro an achsero potter. As long as he's selling them in an approximate, he's not giving an exact measurement. He just gives an oimit, whatever about what it is, he sells it, he's part of it. That's the definition of selling large quantities. You're not going into the small details and exactly how much you're selling. You're just selling in bulk. When you're selling in bulk, the one who receives the benefit is the buyer, not the reseller. The seller's profit margin is very small, so we don't tell him that he has to do the ma'aser. Says the one of Shimon Gamliel, Sholach Liyar B'Yisi B'Rebi Etrik. Here's the Rebbe sent to Shimon Gamliel and Esrik. V'Omerli, he told him, Ze bo miyodi mikisrin. You should know, this came from the city of Kisrin. Flamati bo shloisha dvorim. So says Shimon Gamliel, I learned from this sentence that he said three things. First of all, shu vadai. This esrog is a vadai chayav and meiser. Second, shu tome. That is tome. And the third thing, shiloi bo biyodo achir. He did not have any other esrog. And the Gemara explains, shu vadai. Well, how do you know it's a vadai and adumai? Shepirus kisorim vadai. We know the fruits that come from Kisrin, they belong to the Kusim, and the Kusim don't do ma'aser. It's not a suffix, it's a vade. Shu tome, shu love mine. We know it's tome because that location, they put water in it, and the water is makshir for tumor. Shaloi babi yoda acher, didn't have another esroik. Shilu babi yoda acher, isi ma'aser mizel ze. The other girso is haya ma'aser mizel ze. Meaning, Roshim and Gamliel would not have sent to Rabbi Yaisi a esroik, which is not ma'aser, if he could have fixed it. So therefore, if you had another esroik, you would fix it. But he had only one. So that's what he's telling him. Shalom, this is from Kisrin. I'm sorry, I couldn't fix it because I have only one and I can't fix them to this esroik with another esroik. Says the Gemara, V'yaseh imenu olav. What's the problem? Why does he do a ma'aser from another esroik? Do the ma'aser from the esroik itself. Take a piece out of it. So the Gemara do chashash le'adod de bar kapro, because Rishu ben Gamliel held like bar kapro. The bar kapro amay in derech bnei odom yirs mishalchim lechavereim devorim chaserim. It's not derech, it's not the right way to send a gift to your friend which is missing. It should be a full thing. Should not be something chaser. So he didn't want to send him an esrog that's missing a piece. So what did he send him? He sent him a full esrog and told him it's not me'usar. Says the Gemara, v'loy masnisihi, habyeisi matei revadai bilvad shir dioi. So says the Gemara, who said? Maybe really he had another esrog. And why didn't he fix it? Because who is he sending the fruit to? He's sending to Rabbeisi. Rabbeisi told you, allow to send to your friend a vadai as long as you tell him that it's a vadai. So that's what he's doing. Tell him this is a vadai, and therefore he didn't do ma'aser. Who said he didn't have another esrog? Says the Gemara, ask me, my love, this tells you, avagav du poliger rabbanon, even though Rabbeisi argued rabbanon, loy ovad u de kavasei. He never went with his own shita. As we see many times in Shas, that the Yachid was mevatel das to the Rabbim. He didn't go with his shita. If he has his own shita against the majority, he followed the majority. So Rabbeisi himself, even though he said one could send his friend Vadai, as long as he announces Vadai, he did not know it this way. That's why Shimon Galil would never send him fruits that are Vadai if he has the option to do Meiser. So the more Abzeirbah, Kamei Abiyoso, V'loi mipeiru shumutorim bekisrini? Didn't we say in the beginning of the second parak that Kisrin is one of the cities that were not choishesh for Meiser? Because whatever grows in Kisrin is potter of Meiser. There's only a list of fruits that are in Kisrin that we know that they're imported from Eretz Yisrael, for the main Eretz Yisrael. So then you're chayav in Meiser. Whatever is not on that list, you assume it grew in Kisrin and it's potter from the Meiser. So say, he asks, over here, you have this city of Kisrin. That's the city that we mentioned beginning of second parak. That's potter from Meiser. Why is he chayav to do Meiser on this Esrog? Says the one of Choftes, Omer Lei Veloi Rebbe Hitir Kisrin. Who's the one who said the Kisrin is Mutter? That's Rebbe. Why? This is one of the cities which was conquered by Oile Mitzrayim, but not by Oile Bavel. So it has some Gdusha to it, but not full Gdusha. Rebbe is the one who said these locations that were not conquered by Oile Bavel, it's only a Dinder Abanon, I'm Matir it, I'm allowing people not to do Meiser. So Rebbe is the one who established this idea. Shimon Gamliel, Koidim le Rebbe Hoyo. Shimon Gamliel was in a generation before Rebbe. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel is the father of Rebbe. So that was before Kisrin was Mutter. That generation, they still were noyig to be Machmir and Meiser and Kisrin. So therefore, here Rav Shimon Gamliel has to announce, he sends this package to Rabbeis, he says, this fruit is from Kisrin. And in our generation, we still are Machmir and Meiser. And the reason I'm telling you it's from Kisrin is to tell you, it's Vadai, you need to do Meiser from it. It's Tomeh because of Kisrin, and I did not have another fruit, unfortunately, to fix it myself. That's why I'm sending it to you. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai Daf Kofches.